Because they've had enough time to do this now, and they needn't be telling me that it is just something only happening to Kensho.
Mode
of Rolex.
Yeah.
I've put the boom from because it could be, you can make your own description, but you know, it is the biggest load of crap I've ever come across. Because there is no right on God's earth that it's happening to just one person. Now, the only thing we can do, I've got Kimberly Jackson with me this evening once again. It's the only thing we can do for the moment is to keep on playing some music. Now, we turn it into a music show. I just said to the wife just a moment ago, I said, I'm going to forget asking for psychics and mediums to join me on Psychic Choice Radio. I'm going to change the name to Comedian Radio. And we're going to go out there looking for upcoming mediums to tell me some jokes and some funny stories. Because if I've done that, most of them would be about Blog Talk Radio.
Guarantee.
If I ask a comedian to come on here now and tell me a funny joke, they'd make up something about Blog Talk Radio. I've got one caller that's just called in. The only reason that we've got one caller called in is because they know we're here, they know and they trust that we're here. Got nothing to do with Blog Talk Radio at all. They just know that we trust that we're here. Remember, working ladies and gents. There is nothing wrong with the calling number. It just happens that nobody can actually see the show page. It's just not there. It's there and then. So what's hiding it from the normal callers? There's something hiding the show page from the callers. And I can't figure out what that is because people are saying they can't see the show page. You see the show page here in the UK. So what's blocking it? Something blocking the show page from being seen. It doesn't make sense. All right, we're going to open the show anyway. We're going to bring Kimberly online. And we're going to take our first call of the evening, which is Karen in Chicago. I know by the number you say. I'm good, you say. Good like that. I can remember numbers when I see them. I know my loyal people, you know what you say. And the numbers stick in your head. You're seeing them. Almost every week, you tend to get used to the numbers. But we're going to have to put a lot of music in this evening. Otherwise, we're going to give Catherine a clue. I'm sure she'd enjoy that. Okay. But if you are out there listening and you are having problems calling in, will you please help us by getting in touch with Blog Talk Radio? Because it's no good harping on Ken on his Facebook page and making it out to be Ken's fault. Ken is doing absolutely nothing wrong whatsoever. I'm doing exactly as I've done for the last eight years. And if I get it wrong occasionally, then believe me, Blog Talk Radio is usually in the background of the problem somewhere. All right, never mind. I'm going to shut up now to say hello to my guest. Kimberly, how are you?
Not so bad. I can barely make. There's an echo.
Ooh, there's an echo. Okay. I don't know what's happening there then. Yeah, okay. I can't hear my echo. Okay. So we'll go to Karen in Chicago.
Hi, this is Karen from Chicago.
Hi, Karen.
Hello there.
How are you doing today?
Well, I'm pretty good. I just stepped out to get some lunch for my mom. That's about it.
That's good.
Yes. My question is, I'm thinking about calling a rival agency. I'm not happy where I'm at, and they plan to give me a performance review on Tuesday, which I know probably won't be too good. But I'm thinking about calling this other company, and I'm wondering if I'll be successful in doing that.
Okay, let me listen here.
Okay.
Do you think your review is going to be, like, bad because you're not happy at where you're working at now?
No, they don't. I think my work has been pretty good with the training that they've given me, but I just think that I don't really know. I don't think it's on me being unhappy. I think it's just they just do that to weed people out. Maybe I don't know.
All right. I feel that it's...
To make sure you arrive, register your MetroCard online.
Come on, Abba.
I do think you should feel a lot better than other company. I think they'd have more opportunities.
Yeah.
To build up from your foundation and work with you to get you to where you would like to be.
Yeah, there's no training, like any follow through on their training. It's very poor. Maybe for some other people, but for me, it hasn't been very strong.
Yes, I believe at that other company, I think you have more support.
Okay.
Do you feel like you're unappreciated almost at your old job?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. That's,
place, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I got. And you're looking for more support.
And more money as well.
Exactly. You're looking for more support to move forward.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, I do believe that you would find that more support and be able to move up.
Do you think it'll take them a while before they'll call me? I mean, I'm going to call them this week, and I know they'll bring me in, but do you think that they'll place me right away with a project or assignment?
It won't be right away.
Okay.
I feel maybe in the next month or two.
Oh.
But it won't be right away. But in the next 1 to 2 months, I feel.
Oh, okay. And do you see me just hanging in there at the present company until I can get out? Or do you see me leaving before then?
I feel there's going to be a gap in between the first leaving your company to go to the second company.
Oh, okay.
And I think that's just to relax and stuff before you start at a new company.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's what I feel and see right now.
Okay. Okay, yeah, that probably makes sense because I think they're probably going to frustrate me and I'm probably going to walk. I'm close to walking out. So
I've seen that, like walking out and there's going to be like a small gap. You get frustrated
yeah.
and then you get to the point where you just break and say, enough of this.
Okay. Yeah. That's kind of where I'm at. I'm trying not to be, but that's kind of where I'm at.
But that's what I feel it's going to be.
Okay. Okay. That's about right. That's kind of, that's very accurate. That's kind of where I'm at. I feel I'm at, too.
Yeah. You feel like you're
trying
a rock in a hard
like...
place?
Yes, exactly. And are those reviews made to aggravate, or are they just made to upset people or rock the boat, or?
It depends on how you take it. I mean,
uh-huh.
if you're one of those people that can't do criticism, like in a positive way, it's going to
uh-huh.
be hard. But if you're to say, okay, I know what I need to work on, then that's where you can go.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But in the other company, you might fit in awesome, where they're saying, oh, you're doing great. Keep going. You know, you might need to work on this a little bit harder or something. But it's to get you in the right direction for everybody.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Well, I'll have to let you know, you guys know, as next week comes about.
Yes, definitely.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, that's Karen. Oh, dear. I'm going to wait for that wheel to stop spinning because Karen's hung up now. Okay, so what we're going to do, episode number, and screenshot. Now, what we're going to do is take a copy of the episode, a screenshot of the homepage, and we're going to be sending that again this week or this show off to Blog Talk, and the episode ID for this show, I'm going to be putting that in there as well. So that's there now, and I'm going to take that up there to the top, like that, save it, and we'll save this, and I'll come back to it later. So, I'll just name it another episode. For now, you just name it another. It doesn't really matter. I can always change the title later. Right, so that's done. I had a copy of that now. We've taken a screenshot. We've taken the episode number for this show. And we'll be sending that off to Blog Talk again after the show. But for now, Kim will be sitting there in the US of A. I'm sitting at my home here in Birmingham, England, and we've got nothing to do, which is, it's getting a little too typical now of the format for the past 2 to 3 weeks.
And you would think that if they were doing anything at all, they would have had it done by now, because they haven't even come forward. And these are top engineers from a multi-billion dollar industry. Yeah, you would think that somebody would come forward by now to say, well, AOP, you know, this is what we think the problem is. And at the end of 3 weeks, it's no good them telling me what they think the problem is, because after 3 weeks, I shall demand to know what the problem is, because it is definitely their end, not this end. There's nothing here that I'm doing any different. Yeah? So there is no excuse whatsoever for this. Now, we've got no change of music in the studio apart from the first song that you heard there. I haven't put any other songs in this week, because we, you know, the trouble we're having, it's just not worth putting any new music in, to be quite honest. So unless we get some callers, I think we will probably go to the top of the first hour. If we haven't got any callers by then, I shall be saying goodnight to Kimberly, I think, because it's just not fair. It's just not fair to keep somebody here as a guest and then have no callers, because, you know, it's not the caller's fault. It's not Kimberly's fault. And it's certainly not my fault why this isn't happening. But it's been going on for quite a few weeks now, and they've had plenty of time to sort it. So if they want to lose me, they're doing it very unprofessionally and very impolitely, you know. Ken's not professional, but these people are. Ken's never been professional. Ken hasn't got a business. There is no business. It's just a name, just a podcast, just a show, you know. And that's all it is. It says anybody can do a podcast, trust me. And there are so many podcasting platforms out there. People are making big money out of podcasting now. We don't make anything out of this show apart from the donations that we get when it's running properly. So, and it's not running properly. And I mean, if they're a multi-million pound industry, and okay, fair enough, maybe you would think that, okay, we can't actually just get rid of a person and ditch his podcast without giving him a reason in case he sues us. I wouldn't. I would sooner have them come politely and say, look, we don't want you here anymore. You're not making any revenue for us, or your shows are crap or whatever, you know. You know, because they do sell these shows off to third party. I know they do. Yeah? And, you know, if they're not making enough revenue for them, then that would say to me then, okay, right, we're not making enough revenue for you. The shows are not, you know, they're not making you any money. You're not being able to, you can't sell them on to third party or whatever. They're not generating any. Then, you know, politely throw me out, but don't do it like this. Because it's like, oh, well, if we can get him to go, we don't have to do anything. And bosses are like that these days. You know, you go for a job now. They'll get you to step out first before saying anything. they'll make life so fucking awkward for you that you'll have no alternative but to leave. And that's just ignorance, plain and utter ignorance. Because, you know, these people have so much wealth and so much money and so much, and they think that money is power. Yeah? And that's what they do. So they can laugh down at the little man that's trying to make a go of things, you know? So there you go. I've said my piece. Well, you know, while that piece of music was playing there, I was having a little chat to my wife there and saying how ignorant the world has become, because it's become a very popular thing now, both here in the UK, in the States, even across the world, to divorce by text. Yeah? You don't even have to go to see a person anymore to do anything. It's all quite legal. So long as there's a solicitor on the end, you can get a divorce by text. Crazy. Nobody wants to confront anybody face to face anymore. What are they scared of? And so it's like, all right, you know, if I were to come across the USA and I were to walk in to the Blog Talk Radio steward and say, oi, you know, in your face, and say, are you going to get your finger out your arse or what? You know, because I cannot tolerate ignorance of any kind, because this is just plain, simple ignorance. They've had weeks now to sort this out. They've got forums there with questions and answers. You go there and you're thinking, okay, it might be a problem they've had before, so they'll point you towards it. But they don't know this problem. They've never had it before. But they won't fucking deal with it. No, they just weasel around it. And they say, well, hopefully it'll just disappear. You'll just go. They are multi-billion dollar industry. If they lose one podcast, it ain't going to matter a scrap to them. It was once said to me that your show is like small fry. And these were people, these were psychic mediums that we tried to get to join us on it. And we ditched them because of their, well, let's just say they were ignorant as well, very ignorant. And we just got rid of them very quickly. I say we. There is no we because there's only me. We is a corporate name that I use for myself and the station. That's what it is. There's other people there that came in over time and thought that they had a piece of the station as well. Station. There is no station. It's a bloody podcast. There's no actual radio station. I mean, it says Psychic Choice Radio, but it's not a station. I wish to all purposes that we had the facilities and the finances to have a transmitter and if we had that and a proper office space and room to set everything up properly, then we would be broadcasting and we would go to Company House, as it's called in the UK, and we would register a business and we would be broadcasting because, let's just say, we've got enough bloody experience, you know, we could quite easily, and to get a broadcasting license in the UK now is not that difficult. You just got to basically open your mouth. Because so long as you can keep within the standard of the frequencies and show them that you can actually understand how the frequencies work, you're not interfering with anybody else, then they will give you a license. CB Radio, who had one of those? I mean, I've got home base CB rate, yeah, upstairs. It still switches on, it still works. You know, it had the part of it taken and dismantled, because we all know what a home base can do, and we all know what a home base is capable of. So anyway, they just disconnected the one part of it so that it couldn't be turned into an upper and lower side and have the extra channels put in. And then, like, almost 20 years on, there we go, 80 channels with upper and lower sideband. And you don't even need a license anymore. What a crazy world it's become, really. When you think that how many truckers and CB people and back in the day actually fought to get the airwaves made free for everybody, and then you think, you know, they give up. The government said, here, you can have it, but you can only use 4 watts. They said, okay. I just remember the Italians more than anything else with the million watt burners. Maybe we should put a burner on the show here. Yeah? That would open the bloody call waiting, wouldn't it? Put a burner through. everything goes out on a frequency. And if you are modulating anywhere on a microphone, it will have a frequency behind it. So it's going out on some sort of a frequency somewhere, and it's been relayed. So I can only hazard a guess, and it is a very small guess, that there is something wrong with one of the transmitters, yeah, or one of the relays somewhere. Now, to get the relay from the States to the UK, they have to come through a pickup in France. If the pickup in France is down, yeah, then we will not be getting a full signal. So, you know, people will be like calling in, but they will not be able to call in properly, because it's only like half a connection rather than a full connection, which is kind of crazy, because most of the people call from the USA anyway, so it would only affect this end. So there again, that's a very lame explanation if they come up with that one. And I don't honestly think that that's viable, because it would only affect the callers from this end. It would not affect the callers from the USA end, and most of the callers are based in the USA. So, you know, Ken doesn't know what he's talking about. Ken's just a rambler. Let's have some more music, shall we? Should we do something? We've got to do something, ladies and gents, because we're fast approaching that time of 10 o'clock. And we've got 20 minutes to 10 now. We've done nothing. We've taken one call so far, and I'm sure my guest there must be getting bored by now, listening to just Ken talking. What else can you do? There's nobody here. Wow. Okay. Quarter to ten, Kimberly, here in the UK. I know I haven't got your microphone open at the moment. You can't talk back to me. But, I really don't know what to do. I think we're going to call it in, Kimberly, to be quite honest. And I'll thank you for being here. So we'll bring Kimberly on the mic to say good night to you, or good day to you, or whatever you are. Kimberly will hopefully be back with us again next week, all being well. And hopefully we'll have the problem sorted. If they don't sort it, there'll be no shows for the next 2 weeks, and there will be no shows for the first 2 weeks of August, because it runs from the payment on the 14th to the payment on the 14th of the next month. So it's from the 14th to the 14th of each month. And they won't be getting paid, quite simple, because they're just messing not just me up, but my guests, and messing the shows up. So I do apologize, Kimberly.
That's okay, Ken. Okay, I know this problem comes up.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate you.
Well, we'll try again next week, Kimberly, and see what happens. But, I mean, there's really no point in staying at the moment, because, it's, I mean, we've been here now, what, 3/4 of an hour, and we've had one caller. And that's only by chance, yeah?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, if they can't actually see the show page, and they can't, you know, if it's not working properly, then people can't call in. So it's one of those things, really, I suppose. But it's been going on for weeks now. You'd think they would have sorted it by now, you know?
I really appreciate the time.
Yeah.
You've let me have so far.
No, we'll try again next week and see what happens, Kimberly. Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
So hopefully they'll have it fixed. If they haven't, then obviously you'll know why I'm not here, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, thanks, Kimberly. Right, that's Kimberly Jackson then, ladies and gents. So Kimberly's taken time out to be here with us. But sad to say that she's not the only one this week or last week that has had this problem where we can't actually get any callers in the call queue. And it's just, well, I think the most we've had all week is 3 people. So it's just really not happening, because only the people that are regular to the show know that we're here. Other people can't actually see it at all. So we'll play out. I don't know whether to keep this or delete it, to be quite honest. I think what we'll do, we'll just end the show. I'm not even in the mood to play any more music. I think we'll just delete this one, because there's, apart from Karen's reading that we've done, I can always take that out and give that to Karen. So, yeah. Seems to be a waste of time, to be quite honest. Okay.